naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Lewis Lawn Equipment on Northeastern Boulevard for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
Today's show is brought to you by the new Meatless Whopper. And coming soon, potatoless fries, chickenless nuggets, and lettuceless salad.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
On your Meat Headless Morning Show, it's a
stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell says he's open to debate on more gun control, but he's not calling senators back from the August recess to do it.
McConnell says it'll have to wait until September, telling WHAS in Louisville the issue will lead the discussion when lawmakers reconvene.
When we get back, hopefully we'll be in a position to agree on things on a bipartisan basis and go forward and make a law.
McConnell said expanded background checks and red flag laws, which allow law enforcement to temporarily take guns from people deemed a threat, will be front and center.
Fox is Rachel Sutherland. Two people are dead in a shooting on a Houston freeway. They were in a car that got rear-ended.
There were two occupants in the other vehicle. They got out of the car. At least one of the occupants had a weapon. He began firing at the vehicle that he had just struck.
Assistant Houston Police Chief Bobby Dobbins says they're looking for the shooter and the other person in that car. This is Fox News.
What if everyone on the morning show sounded like Steve Martin? Greg Budell, how would you describe your early radio career?
Well, I'm rambling round. I'm a rambling guy.
Jay Scott, I understand that recently you had some excitement at your place. What were you yelling to your neighbors?
The new phone book's here! The new phone book's here!
Emily Hayes, what do you say to husband every morning when he leaves for work?
Lord loves a working man.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog, what do you really think of your friend, Rich Thomas?
He's my favorite honky.
And Rich Thomas, I understand you're going to be a little late with your weather forecast this morning.
Excuse me!
Hey, it's cool. Now, stand by for three men.
Are you through yet?
Just finishing up. And a lady.
We have electrifying news coming up this morning and another chance to win. We're just getting started at 8:04. I'm Greg. That's Jay Scott over there. That's Emily Hayes. And this is a forecast you're absolutely going to love.
Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Going to love? I was trying to think of a quick countdown to the first day of winter, but I don't have that right off the top of my head. Heat advisory in effect again today with the heat index running 105 to 108. That's serious territory. Scattered afternoon and evening storms. A couple could be strong. I noticed that the National Weather Service has now put us all under a marginal severe weather risk. No surprise, there were a few warnings yesterday, and our weather app will instantly alert you if you're under a warning today because it knows where you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Today's high 96, tonight's low 76. Tomorrow, a generous supply of those random storms. Feast or famine again with afternoon and evening downpours and a few strong storms. Scattered storms on Sunday as well. weekend heat index in the triple-digit range again, and the heat level actually is higher early next week. In fact, gosh, some wild numbers the models are printing out on the heat index. You know, 108 to 113 some days next week. Right now, this morning, we have west winds at 7 miles per hour. That helps. Scattered clouds and 79 degrees at 8:07.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Casasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC.
I wish I knew 20 years ago that Luke Wire was in the plumbing business. I knew they were in the heating and air conditioning business. I was using them. But for over two decades, they've been second to none. I guess I've been using them for, what, 4 or 5 years now? Well, about that. And they're now it's a no-brainer. If there's going to be a plumbing issue, I'm going to go to Plumbing by Luke Wire. I'm going to call them immediately because they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem. They never charge overtime, regardless of when you call, even if it's on the weekend, even if it's on a holiday, and they're very professional. I love the fact that they pick up the phone, they call me, they tell me they're on their way, then they come in, they diagnose the problem, they sit down with me and says, this is what's wrong, this is what it's going to cost, and big bam boom, as you usually say, they're gone because it's all fixed. That's the way it is at Plumbing by Luke Wire. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, but if it is, call them at 264-9666 or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
Conundrum coming up, Big Emily drawing coming up at the end.
Woo-hoo!
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 8 o'clock portion of our rush hour, and we see a couple of slowdowns on the interstate. Of course, one of those is on I-65 southbound into the downtown area, so be careful there. We also see a bit of a slowdown on I-85. It starts around Perry Hill Road, runs about to Mulberry Street, so be careful if you're in that little traffic jam. If you're on the boulevard, everybody's moving along great. It's slow around the traffic lights, and there's a big crowd on Taylor Road this morning. Let's be careful. School zones will be wrapping up in a few minutes. Be careful and watch out. Your speed is 15 miles an hour in a school zone. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We have found a place that I hope the next time you need some type of furniture for your home. Anything from a full bedroom set or living room set to maybe one item. You got a space. We have one of those now in our house. We got one corner now that needs something. I'm not sure what. But we did need a recliner. And we went to Kaiser. I'd never been there before. I was amazed at how big the building is. And the astounding number of choices you have. If you can't find something at Kaiser Fine Furniture, you're not looking, and you're probably not going to find it somewhere else. Stella is my new best friend at Kaiser, and you'll want to talk to her when you get there, because if you're looking in a specific type of item, she can guide you. But they're having their hot August summer sale right now. They have discounts throughout the store, and we're not talking 10 or 20%. We're talking about hundreds of bucks you can save on anything from bedroom furniture to living room furniture, dressers, bureaus, you name it, they have it, and an incredible selection to pick from. So next time we go, we'll look for something for that unique corner. But we did find a recliner to solve that crisis. It rocks, it kicks back, it swivels, and it's very, very comfortable, and it's been approved by Hershey and Briscoe.
Good.
Mr. Thing and Mr. Gub, 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 Gub. They love it, too. Kaiser Fine Furniture. Just take 231 North. Just before you get to the Oshucks there on the east side of the road, you'll see the building. Walk in and say hello. Please tell them you heard about them here. It's 8:11 local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Two Selma men are behind bars charged with shooting into a Selma woman's house. Dallas County District Attorney Michael Jackson says 29-year-old Ronald Johnson and 25-year-old Mustafa McDonald are each charged with shooting into an occupied dwelling. Montgomery police have arrested a parent in connection to a shooting in the parking lot of Blount Elementary School Thursday morning. This happened during drop-off when many parents and students were in the parking lot. Thankfully, no one was injured. And we are just a few weeks away from the Labor Day Classic between Alabama State and Tuskegee, and both schools have announced a new competition supporting the Salvation Army. The Communiversity Block Party Competition is happening September 3rd. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
3, 2, 1, 0. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientists of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here are today's nominees.
Actually, we're going to focus on one here. And this does involve a team of real scientists from the UK and the Ukraine, and they've created a beverage called the Atomic. This is a vodka that is distilled from rye grown near the abandoned Chernobyl nuclear plant.
Oh, jeez.
It's nuclear.
They've got a thing coming up about the Chernobyl tomb or something, the way they buried it, you know. But, you know, they've gone to great efforts to keep people out of there. It's a ghost town.
If you drink this vodka, do you glow?
Let's find out. It's called Atomic. That's spelled with a K, by the way, which is Russian for C.
Oh.
The letter C. They admit the grain starts out radioactive, but they claim the distillation process removes dangerous isotopes.
They claim.
Well, just like, well, most of it, right?
They even said they have a university lab double check, and the spirit got the okay for being fallout free.
No, thank you.
What university? University of the Bahamas?
The team's newly founded Chernobyl Spirit Company is hoping to release the vodka to the public in limited supply. The Chernobyl Spirit Company said it will donate 75% of its profits to people who still live in the area near the plant.
That's,
Would you try that based on their claims that they've removed all the isotopes? And
absolutely not.
I want to see the paperwork on that. But you had me at vodka.
By the way, they're going to donate the other 25% of their profits to families whose members die after drinking this stuff. All right, let's give away a prize.
Right? You want to?
Not the big prize. You know, you have to wait for that. It's the end of the show. Uh-huh. We have a Seafood Bistro gift card we would like to give away, and we're going to do that with today's conundrum. Should we go with the first one?
We could. We're at 65 callers. We're just a scant 35 away.
You know, we have that new...
from 100.
Among the great prizes we give away at the end of the week to anybody that called, you qualify for this drawing. We have now added Baumhauer's Tailgate To-Go package, party-sized tray wings, gooey fries, chips, salsa, and queso, and a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea.
If there's 35 of you that haven't called in this week, we'd love to hear from you.
You really
yeah,
want
right.
to
yeah, I mean, you get to talk today.
I'm just would you like to be on the list? Call us right now.
We'll put you on the list.
Yeah.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
And here is the question. Right. According to a study by the Ketchum Global Research Network, 7 of 10 people say they have one of these. They have one of these.
Let's do this.
What is this item? Should we give a clue on this?
No.
No.
27292
We'll give a clue. Give a clue when, if it
if
starts.
If it's 9:45 and news and views is still outside the door, we can give a clue. Then.
How about
if the guesses start going south?
How about you don't give a hint, Jay?
I know a hint to give.
Don't.
It's very vague.
Okay,
no.
Go ahead.
Right,
no, go ahead. I say go ahead.
Already talked about it today.
He's already talked about it today.
Already been mentioned once.
Oh.
One time.
That's right. I do remember that.
One single time it was mentioned.
Go home now.
Yeah.
272-9228 is the number to call. Of course, we have a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
That's vague enough, right?
Yeah.
That we can give it. Let's see if this
talked about it during our 6:40 segment.
Hi, what's your name?
That's specific.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hey.
Hey, this is Doug.
Doug, wait, who?
Doug?
Reverend Doug. Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
What's your guess?
Mom, I'm on the phone!
Something's going on there.
Hey, can you repeat the question?
What was the question?
The question is 7 out of 10 people.
7 out of 10 people
have one of these.
Have one of these.
What
I
is
have
it?
One.
Yeah.
It's short.
Yep.
Well, that's a terrible clue.
Not that. What do you think?
What do you think?
7 out of 10 have one of these.
Yes.
An extra tailbone.
An extra tailbone?
Like that little monkey tailbone thing.
No.
Nub.
Appreciate your call.
And what was your name again?
Reverend
Doug.
Reverend
Doug.
Reverend Doug. Okay.
All right, thanks. Doug. Hello.
Hey, I got an answer for you.
What's okay. your name?
Ricochet.
Ricochet.
All right.
Hey, we can greet you with sound effects.
Bing, bing, bing.
There you are.
All right. What's your answer? 7 out of 10 people have one of these.
A gun. A gun is...
That's a very good answer, actually.
Probably.
It's probably true.
Greg, do you have one? But it's a short one, right?
The gun is a snub-nosed 38.
Greg's got a Lady Derringer.
All right, that's not it. But thanks for the call. We appreciate the call. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right. He became completely disappointed. Because you called it a Lady Derringer.
Isn't there a Lady Derringer? It's like one shot.
The nickname for mine is Roscoe.
Well,
that's what they used to call it.
No, I thought you were going to say, I've never heard any complaints about
it. Nobody's ever complained about it. Still fires.
A six shooter.
Goes off when it needs to.
That's a Roscoe. That's what they used to call it in them old-timey movies where dames had gams. Remember that?
Roscoe.
Remember Bosco?
I do remember Bosco.
Bosco.
Yeah.
Mom, can we get some Bosco?
No.
Okay. Just thought I'd ask.
Yeah. All
right. Hartshell thinks he might have the answer.
What's
Hartshell,
up?
What's this thing that 7 out of 10 people have?
Hey, is it 7 out of 10 people or 7 out of 10 adults?
7 out of 10
people is the word.
Yeah.
But I would say adults
would probably be more accurate. Go ahead. What do you think?
Too many 12-year-olds that have a book. What?
What?
I am going to guess a will.
A will. That's very good.
7 out of 10 people say they have a will.
I think it's on the same street, same avenue.
Yeah, I would say so.
I would say it's on the same avenue.
Neighborhood, at least.
Yeah, neighborhood.
I don't want to make you feel guilty for buzzing me, but, you know, you could have just given it to me on my birthday.
Happy birthday. We know a glut of birthdays today.
Is it your birthday today? I mean, we can give you our song.
Hang on. You can do it after the contest. Be fine.
Okay. Right. Thanks, Archie. You have a good day, too, my friend. Cliff.
What's up? Yeah, is that a guitar?
Not a guitar.
No.
Good answer.
Gear.
That last answer, Will, was...
That's closer.
That's closer than guitar.
Yeah.
68 calls.
Hey. You know, that's...
Here comes 69 callers. It's 8:20.
Jesus.
I can't help that's News the way the numbers line up, man. All right, so I'll tell you what. While Jay is queuing up the next batch of excited callers, 272-9228, 7 out of 10 people have or keep one of these, whatever you want to use. And the will was the best.
The will
so
that
far.
Was, that was sort of cruising towards the correct answer, sort of.
So let's take a moment and whip up the frenzy by having Emily.
Always having a whip. Song.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily. Jay, are you available?
For now, I am. Yes.
Let's tell the fine folks about the enjoyment that can be had at the Seafood Bistro located at 1651 Perry Hill Road.
We should tell them about that because it is delicious food. Maybe you're thinking about doing something. Maybe you got a date night tonight, thinking about a place to go. Why not go to the Seafood Bistro? It's fantastic. It's just right over on Perry Hill Road here. And you can go by there and enjoy some fantastic seafood. Get those tacos, and that rice that comes with it is going to knock you out. I love that rice. It's a Spanish rice
type
thing?
It's a take on Spanish rice. It's very...
Emily, take it away.
Well, we only have a dang old minute, Jay.
I know, but we gotta
anywho,
get calls.
Anywho, if you want to peruse the menu of the Seafood Bistro, you can find them online at theseafoodbistro.com. You must have the in the web address. You can also find them on Facebook. Stay up to date with specials. Don't forget, they have their lunch specials Monday through Thursday, 2 for $9.99. It's good stuff over at the Seafood Bistro, 1651 Perry Hill Road.
Let's return to our callers now and see if we can find a winner. 7 out of 10 people have or keep one of these. Will was the best guest so far. Yep. Eric is next.
Eric.
Hey, another satisfied Millbrook listener calling in.
Oh, good.
Ah,
great.
Satisfied. Yeah. Hey, that's great.
Yeah. Number 69, right here.
Yes.
No, what? I really don't know what it is, but with the way things going, I'd have to say a brain.
A brain. I think the number
if
is.
If I only had a brain. No, that's not it.
But we appreciate it.
All right, thanks, guys.
And the laugh and the humor. Dave.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
So that last guess was pretty good, but I'm guessing a bank account.
Ooh. Oh.
Okay, good answer.
Some people have a bank account. No, sorry, man.
Good answer.
It's a good try.
All right, have a good day, guys.
Hey, we're actually getting colder. If Will was the best guess, we're actually getting colder on this.
Yeah.
Just like you will if you they're reading your will.
Jay mentioned it once this morning.
News Talkers Us.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Hi.
I've got to say driver's license.
I'm sorry?
Driver's license.
Oh, driver's license. That's not it. No.
Nope.
7 out of 10.
Well, you appreciate the
call. No, that's not it.
Have or keep one of these. And yeah, Jay did mention the winning answer
and
earlier in the show.
It happened to be during our 6:40 a.m. break.
Scott.
For television. Yeah.
Scott.
Yep. Hey, Scott, you there?
Yes, I'm here, Grego.
What you think?
Power of attorney.
Power of attorney. Okay.
All right, so see, he's in the will department.
Yeah, will, and you took it to that next step. Okay, it's not power of attorney, but...
Oh, well.
It's something that you think about when you're thinking about your will, too, and you're thinking about this.
How short life is.
And short, you know...
We got to give some clues.
Yeah, well, you know.
It was great.
We appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah, have a good day, guys.
Thanks for the call.
Right.
Thanks
and
for
again,
the call. All right.
Well, these folks, you could win something really special.
As a matter of fact, you could.
A little bit later in the hour.
So.
What is your last name?
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to say anymore. We've given enough. So hopefully we got an answer here.
Tell Laura I love her.
Hey, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hey.
Hi.
How about a diary?
That's good. That's good.
Such a great guess.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yep. See, will is one thing. Diary is another thing.
I think diary keeps us in the neighborhood.
Yeah, it keeps us in the neighborhood.
Because this is something you may tell your diary.
Yeah. You might. You might. Tell
Dear
Diary.
That's
a good one.
Very good. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Y'all have a wonderful morning. I listen to you every morning.
We appreciate
you.
Thank you.
See? Serena.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hi.
I have not heard all the answers, so I'm sorry if this is a duplicate, but what about a burial policy?
News Talkers.
A burial policy.
No, you know, this is... we're on the right avenue, I think, generally speaking.
Maybe not as morbid.
not as
okay.
Not as final as that, but I think we're in the right area.
Good guess.
More than guitar.
News Talkers.
Yeah. Let's see who's next here.
First letter of your last name.
Who's there?
Hi.
Nobody. Here is Cinderella.
Hi.
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 Babe. What you
is
think?
Is it a beneficiary?
Okay, that's good. That's not it. That's not it.
Thanks. You know,
thank you.
What's your name?
I actually did buy one of those Gerber baby whole life policies.
Did you?
Where you don't have to qualify.
Right?
You don't have to worry about your health history or anything. You just
News Talk. Who's this?
So I have extra money because I want to be put into a narrow can and dropped in the pipe behind the building.
Oh.
And then if you guys would come in on a Saturday and pick the pipe.
We'll drop you.
Scott. That's the first letter of your last name.
Hey.
What you think, Scott? 7 out of 10.
Adults. I don't know, man. I was thinking insurance policy.
Okay.
Somebody guess that?
Not specifically.
No, the burial policy.
And
maybe we move away from death, per se.
It is kind of attached
something,
to the winning
It is sort of.
First letter of your last name.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, this is an easy one. Denise.
Hi. Like one of your other callers, I didn't hear all the answers, so I apologize if I've said a duplicate, but passport?
Passport,
that's a good answer.
Passport may be necessary.
Yeah, to do some of these.
To do this.
Yeah, okay, right? We hope we're not leading anybody astray.
Who's this?
Billy. Billy the K.
How about a bucket list?
A bucket list?
A bucket list. 7 out of 10 people have a bucket list.
That's it.
Yes.
That's what we're looking for.
Yes.
Now, what was the clue that helped you figure that out?
You had a short one.
Oh, you have a short one. Okay.
Hold on. We have a nice prize for you.
Jay mentioned earlier this morning when we were on our TV break that you have what's on your bucket list?
Ryan. Ryan said that bungee jumping was on his bucket list.
Okay.
And so that's why I said, it's been mentioned once today already. Yeah. We got up to 79.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
You know what?
Because you know sometimes I have to throw all those numbers back, too.
We're up to 79.
Give him that bag of leftovers in the refrigerator.
What?
Huh?
Hey, before we hit the traffic dungeon, let me put in a good word here for a place that we all know and love and a guy we all know and love, and that's Donnie Turner and Montgomery Paint and Body. Hey, yes, it's a building, and yes, they have state-of-the-art tools, and yes, they have super, super talented people in there. I mean, these are artists that work at Montgomery Paint and Body, but you know what they have that nobody else has? That's the Turner family ethic, and that's why they are the premier choice for automotive body repair. From day one, Donnie Turner said, we will not consider shortcuts. We will not shortchange our customers in an attempt to make more money. We are either going to do it all or we're going to refuse the job. Now, how many businesses turn away money if there's a suggestion or a hint that the repair should be compromised in some way? He's not somebody who's willing to live with that on his conscience. So when you get your car back and they say, good as new, maybe better, that's no cute phrase. I've heard people say, I didn't even recognize my car. It looks so great. Because after they do all, you know, get the wrinkles out, replace a fender, whatever it is that the job requires, it's detailed. And the only thing missing is that new car sticker on the window. They really do phenomenal work. So to guarantee yourself a thorough, competent, really repair job, go to MPB 27 Rec with a W on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Brandon and Donnie Turner will take great care of you. It's time to drum up a little business for them.
Montgomery Skywatch cruising on through the 8 o'clock hour, and we see an accident on I-85 southbound. It's at Ann Street, so be careful. Traffic is backing up right there. We also have an accident in the 2000 block of Federal Drive. If you're on the boulevard, we don't see any big hassles for you. Just be careful around the intersections. Let's be careful as we get our workday started this morning. Premier Play Shopping Center has so much for you. GameStop is a gamer's paradise. Lendmark can help you financially, and there's lots of shopping and eating. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey, folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
David Caruso is back to solve crimes with the help of Amazon's Ring cameras. It's CSI Amazon. What do we got?
Horatio, we have Ring camera video footage of the perp stealing Amazon packages.
Looks like he'll go to prison with 2-day delivery. They'll solve the case while the body is fresh. Amazon Fresh.
Horatio, the footage from the doorbell shows the perp's face.
We'll solve this Amazon crime with Amazon Prime. CSI Amazon. David Caruso is delivering justice while all his salary goes to Jeff Bezos.
It is time
for
stupid
news.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
They have now determined through science that the average person will gain 36 pounds after they get married.
They're not wrong.
Yeah, I've seen it. And a lot of guys will do that, especially because they're. It's good old home cooking.
Yeah. Well, there's other reasons too.
No, we talked to our doctor about it because I put on weight after I quit smoking, and then of course after we got married.
That's.
She called it happy weight.
Yeah.
Happy weight.
Yeah, but we're on top of it now.
The cigarette thing, that's understandable.
Yeah.
That happens to folks.
Let's take a look at the full story, shall we?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, all right, fine.
This study says the average person gains 36 pounds in a long-term relationship. We don't exactly wait to start packing it on. We gain 17 of those 36 pounds in the first year.
17?
Men gain more in the first year than women. Men pack an average of 22 pounds. Women gain 13. What's the reason we do this? 42% say it's going out to dinner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or ordering in and, like, watching a movie or something.
34%. When we went to the Bullock House a week ago today when we were in Warm Springs, I had baked salmon and collard greens.
Good for you. That's very good.
They had one other item that was real keto-friendly.
Yeah.
And it was good. It was really good. So I was full. Women gain an average of 13 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Now, almost two-thirds say it's because they felt like they could relax on their diet now that they weren't trying to find dates all the time. I think that is the biggest reason. Because when you're single, or you're looking, still looking?
You feel more compelled to be in better shape, yep. and to not be, yeah, right, exactly.
Because...
Because on the count of you want to know why.
And so if you meet somebody, get happily married, it's not that you don't care.
Let yourself go.
You still want to be attractive to your partner, but when you love somebody, an extra pound or two is not going to change a dang thing, and it shouldn't.
No.
If it does, then you should have never gotten married in the first place.
Good point.
All right. We are at 6:36. Or 8:36. I did that once before. Remember, I was 2 hours behind on the time.
I think you're being very sensitive to our Pacific time zone listeners on the app.
Well, we have our friends in Texas that listen.
That's right. And
we have friends.
Texas is the central.
That's central. But you know,
same time zone as us.
He likes to give the time for the difference.
West Texas. Aren't they a mountain?
They're mountain. I think maybe. Maybe. I don't know where that starts. Good.
You know what's bizarre? I just thought of this because you go through this when you visit Georgia and you don't go too deep into the state.
Yeah.
You're in Eastern time as soon as you cross the border. And so all of our activity over there was an hour ahead of here. And we got back and it seemed like we had been gone a longer time, but we were actually gone about 24 hours total.
Like very West Texas is mountain time.
See?
Very West Texas.
I want everybody to apologize to me because
I'm completely wrong. I'm not gonna.
So what's our call number up to?
So Emily has Tourette's belligerence.
Tourette's belligerence.
What's our call number up to?
79.
79, all right.
That's enough.
Could have gotten 80, but we kept giving out hints.
Yeah.
And in case you missed...
Starts with a B.
Ends with a list.
Now, I am making notes. I am going back to infusion on Monday for my next neurofeedback treatment.
You're doing that, and I had an IV yesterday, by the way.
They make a difference, don't they?
Oh, my gosh. And by the way, I met someone who is a friend of Emily's who was getting an IV at the same time. And she is so sold on these. And we were both just singing the praises of the IVs.
You've been doing them on a regular basis for over a year, easily.
Oh, yeah. And the icing on the cake is the glutathione shot right at the end there.
See, now, you can buy glutathione, which is the master antioxidant, by the way, at infusion, if you just want to add it to a beverage like coffee or whatever.
Or juice.
But I'm doing the newest state-of-the-art treatment they have called iASIS. And this is microcurrent. You don't feel anything. You sit in a chair for about 15, 20 minutes, and you can watch all of this on a chart. On a computerized chart that shows your brainwave activity. But during those 20 minutes, they do what they call a reset by attaching 5 nods very comfortably. You don't feel a darn thing. And just sit and microcurrents, and they help do what they call reset the brain.
How long does this take?
15 to 20 minutes.
Right.
And
bless you.
I've been paying very close attention to things like ability to fall asleep, mm-hmm. how I'm thinking. I think this has helped me in multiple ways. So after I do my third treatment on Monday, I might even write a magazine column about it because this has also made a significant difference, this therapy, for people with ADHD, ADD,
right.
people who have had strokes. This is so state-of-the-art that state-of-the-art almost sounds like it's anachronistic because it's that new. And they've got it at infusion. If you're interested in learning more, call 296-1662 for cryotherapy, IV vitamin therapy, iASIS, and ask about the laser room. That's also another cool technology available at infusion. Their new location is on the east side of Blount Road, right across from the hospital. The first left.
It's a white building. Can't miss it.
The familiar blue infusion signage on the front.
Yep.
296-1662.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
I mentioned yesterday was full of drama in that, first of all, we had the crazy heat. We also had some pretty hefty storms because big heat produces big storms. And once again today, a couple of the storms, maybe two, three, four, could reach severe limits. It is certainly possible. Not everybody's going to see one of those, but they're going to be around. And we are under marginal severe weather risk. Otherwise, outside of storm areas, heat advisory continues. The heat index 105 to 108 today, with the actual high around 96. Tonight's low 76 with those scattered random storms. And then over the weekend, well, starting tomorrow with a generous supply of random storms roaming around in the afternoon and evening especially, look for more triple-digit heat both Saturday and Sunday with more scattered storms on Sunday. Then the heat index really goes crazy early part of next week into territory we haven't been to this summer. In fact, we certainly weren't there last summer either. So really incredible heat early next week. Right now, this morning, we're looking at mostly clear skies, a few scattered clouds. Temperature 79 at 842.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
I wanted to post the story about the weight loss, but the picture that goes with it is really gross.
The bellies.
So, I should I post it?
Oh, sure. I don't know. You could get shut down again.
Well, yeah, there's nudity there.
It's a risky post. Right. Do you want to be in Facebook jail for the first 24 hours of the weekend? That's when you do some of your best sharing.
I think as long as it's not right-wing blubber, they'll take it. All right, we got your local news following our final. Thank you, Rush Hayes. We appreciate it.
Rush.
Excellence in broadcasting.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. Montgomery Skywatch with a final look at your Friday morning traffic, and everything is pretty much back to a normal traffic flow with one exception. On I-85 southbound, there's an accident at Ann Street that has traffic backing up in that area. Otherwise, everything looks good. We don't have any big problems on the boulevard. The rest of the interstate's up at a speed limit ride, and we don't see any issues on the 31s. Please be careful this afternoon. Remember, your rush hour is probably going to start around noon today, but we'll check in with you this afternoon. It's football and tailgating time in Alabama. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has the pickup truck you want. Forget the down payment. Head on down to Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police have arrested a parent in connection to a shooting in the Blount Elementary School parking lot Thursday morning. This happened during drop-off when many parents and students were in the parking lot. Thankfully, no one was injured. Two Selma men are behind bars charged with shooting into a Selma woman's house. Dallas County District Attorney Michael Jackson says 29-year-old Ronald Johnson and 25-year-old Mustafa McDonald are each charged with shooting into an occupied dwelling. And we are just a few weeks away from the Labor Day Classic between Alabama State and Tuskegee, and both schools have announced a new competition supporting the Salvation Army. The Communiversity Block Party Competition is happening September 3rd. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James. The best things in
life are free. Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for the Depot Furniture Gallery. There's no doubt about it, they have the absolute best selection of rustic furniture anywhere in the River Region. I stopped by and I checked it out myself. You're going to love the rustic style of furniture, especially the ones with the sliding barn doors. Hey, if you're looking for the rustic look in entertainment centers, kitchen islands, pub tables, bedroom sets, coffee and end tables, you're going to find it at the Depot. The Depot also has a wide variety of rustic decorative accent items. Oh, and check out those metal wall signs like the ones that say Lake House, Farmhouse, Beach House, plus Roll Tide and War Eagle, too. Listen, if you're looking for rustic furniture, then it's the Depot Furniture Gallery. They're inside Prattville Pickers, 616 Highway 82. Other locations include Opelika, Birmingham, Ozark, and Arab. More locations coming soon. Visit thedepotfurnituregallery.com or call 380-3300.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Bachelor Technologies ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Bachelor Technologies. Bachelor Technologies, your single source of network support. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's Public Schools. From Bachelor Technologies and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. On August 9th, 1944, the world welcomed little baby Sam Elliott.
Push! Here he comes!
Where, boo-hoo. Where?
Wow, that baby cries in a deep voice. He must be hungry.
Breast milk. It's what's for dinner.
Sam Elliott, a star is born.
It is time for our Morning Maroon nominees, and before we present them, we're going to go back to someone that was nominated earlier this week. Remember the lady that got ticked off at her homeowners association, so she put giant emojis on the outside of her house?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I don't have an update on the story, but I have this song. And it's news you can dance to. Oh! On 3 Men and a Lady. News Talk 93.1. I'm Rich Thomas. Goodbye, everyone. They hit the post there, didn't I, boss?
Yeah.
Many years ago named Brick Bay. One of the nicest people I ever met in my entire time here in Montgomery. And whenever she would call, we'd always play a little segment from the Commodore song, Brick House.
Uh-huh.
And she was only 46 and she died.
Really?
It was...
That's shocking.
That was back in 2007. It was the same day as the Enterprise tornado.
Oh, but March 1st.
Yep.
March 1st.
Man, you talk about two major days that were just that.
Oh my gosh, I'll never forget that day.
For some reason, people are calling us. We don't understand.
Papa John. Take it.
Hey, hi.
Papa John.
Hey, Greg. I just got a question. Y'all had somebody on yesterday that was trying to get together people for the reunion of the 1969-70 state championship football team from
Yes.
Lee High School.
Right.
And I need a contact number.
I'm going to have to send that to you later because they didn't leave it with me, but I will get it to you.
That'd be fine. I appreciate it.
All right. I'll text it to you later.
All right, buddy. Y'all have a good day.
That's good news. Teresa.
Yes, I'm just going to let you know traffic bumper to bumper heading north on 85.
No,
don't know what's going on.
At what location are you?
Fixing to come up to Perry Hill.
Yeah, no. you mean southbound, right? Do you mean southbound?
No, northbound.
Northbound? Because I noticed a little while ago, southbound was in bad shape.
Well, they're probably stopping to look at northbound.
Oh, interesting.
There.
Okay, so 85. Thank you very much for the update.
It's a mess.
FYI.
All right.
Thank
appreciate
you.
The call.
Bye.
All right, let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Garay.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. Leave it spot three. It's hot.
Whoa!
Nominees. Eddie 51. All right. We have, I'm going to set that story aside. We have a, this is always a danger in a high-speed chase. If you're going to steal a vehicle, you know, the first thing you do is make sure it's a vehicle you can drive, not a stick. If you don't know how to drive, you know, a stick.
Sticks.
Yeah. Secondly, make sure you know what brand you're stealing, because we have a person that got in a high-speed chase driving a Tesla. The chase ended when the battery died. And a 60-year-old woman should know better. Kathy Sane from Payson was arrested. Unbelievable. They had to put spike strips down and all of that for this crazy woman. We don't have a name here, but we have a salon owner in Iowa. They're trying to catch a man who drives up to the front of the salon every day, vomits in the parking lot, and then drives off.
At what time?
During the day.
Is he on his way home from somewhere?
It makes you wonder if this is somebody that got a bad haircut or something and is still angry.
I don't know.
Yikes.
I think that could be a cause. And we have a family, and I think this is why you got to kind of watch out for this, who is suing Ancestry D and Ancestry.com. DNA kits proved that the clinic used a random man's sperm and not their father's. So they send out a report. It doesn't mean anything. So how do you know in the chain of custody of whatever you send for a DNA analysis that they're actually doing yours?
Well, and how can you implicate the people who just sent the report? You know, this is what we found out.
I think the winner has to be the lady with the stolen
I think you're right.
Not a particularly strong group. But
what a maroon. What an ignoranimous.
There's your Miami shoreline there with us. Unprecedented amounts of seaweed that are washing
change
up.
Too, no doubt, right?
Oh, of course it is.
I've seen that. I lived in Pompano on the beach, and that would happen from time to time.
Yeah, it happens on the Alabama. I mean, down in the Gulf Coast, our Gulf Coast too.
This is going to come as a shock to some, but seaweed does come from the ocean.
You got to be freaking kidding me!
You know, it's breaking news. That's why we're a news station, and not just playing hip music. Applied Security is a group to protect you from some of these lunatics. Great group. This is a local company that's been around for 32 years, and they protect us, don't they?
Yeah.
We feel safer here because we've used their system for... That was installed before I got here, and it works. And by the way, they can also take over your existing monitoring and provide whatever equipment you need. We've added cameras here after we had a vehicle issue a number of years ago.
I heard about that.
So we expanded our camera coverage out in front. And they also do residential and commercial properties like this one, or even an industrial property. There's no limit to the level of protection they can provide. You'll love working with Vicky and Mark. They've been in business since 1987. Great local team. And again, we feel safe here at Blue Water because they protect us. Even if Jeff Balaki occasionally steals Emily's parking space. Call them at 279-833-8338. 279-8338.
Put out a contract on them?
Their Applied Securities Alabama Electronic Security Board permit is number 276.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Football is in our DNA. Score $500 off a comfort system installation. See this and other great offers at calldixie.com.
License number 15033.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Lewis Lawn Equipment on Northeastern Boulevard for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Just want to go ahead and announce our big winner of cheese slices this week. That's Rich Thomas.
We're sorry that you don't have any cheese slices.
That's our problem.
You should have gotten some.
But Rich had 6 cheese slices.
Wow.
Greg and Jay were tied with 4. The listeners got 2.
I must have said some funny stuff.
Well, there was that one day you were so red, I asked Emily for your color. Because when you really get not, you dip below the computer screen. That was the day you matched your shirt, remember?
Yep.
That was hilarious.
All right, first up is a $25 gift certificate to the Capital Oyster Bar, courtesy of Eddie Bader of the Goodson Group.
Our friend Eddie.
Hey.
Buying, selling, renting, need just to talk to him for live advice. Eddie Bader's there for you.
He's got my house on his listings as well.
He does.
And if you want somebody who literally lives and breathes it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that's Eddie. So who's going to be the grand prize winner of that?
We have 79 people, Jay?
Right. No, we have 81.
What?
I know.
Number 35.
How about that?
Very close to it, but number 35, got to take a minute to scroll back up. Number 35 is Leah P.
Leap.
Congratulations.
Yay.
All right, next up, the works from Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. Complete service on your vehicle, oil change, tire rotation, and a vacuum out your car just to say thanks for choosing Don Duncan with 3 locations, downtown at 408 Madison on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and now serving Millbrook on Highway 14 right behind the McDonald's up there. And let's get a word on this one. Our next number is...
Number 27.
27.
I told you that was a lucky number.
Oh, it's Sheila A.
Sheila.
She take the morning train.
Sheila Easton.
Oh, yeah.
My baby takes the morning train.
My baby
sipping takes piece of
the morning train.
Music.
He works.
All right. For the first time, we're giving away.
Oh, exciting!
Tailgate to go from Bomb Hour's Victory Grill.
Oh, gooey.
Party size tray of wings, gooey fries, chips, salsa, and queso dip, and a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea. That is one.
I don't have to throw it back.
Nope.
Number 67.
Finger
guns. Pew, pew. It's Ricochet.
Congratulations. Pew, pew. You are a winner. And our grand prize, a $159 value Clark's Club membership. 24/7 urgent care service to your system and 2 annual tune-ups that can put money back in your pocket because they leave your system running efficiently. The winning number is...
Number 75!
You don't have to throw it away. That is Billy K.
Billy.
Oh, he's a double winner.
Oh, snap!
He won the... He got